Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you. It's all free. Got archives, articles, Brain Trust members. The blog is there. My knowledge base is there. AskJim.biz. The newsletter, you can subscribe to that. We'll send that to you every Sunday afternoon by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. And don't forget to take the poll question right on the homepage. Different question every week. We want to know what you think. And, of course, we're also on all this, you know, on Twitter. We're on Facebook. You can find us there. You can link to this to us from the website as well, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Pam Springer is our guest. Pam is the CEO of Manta, Manta.com, an organization that I like telling you about. Pam, take a second and tell us a little bit about Manta.
Yeah, Manta, you know, we help small businesses profit, connect, and grow through the largest online community dedicated entirely to small businesses. We really, there are millions of people that come to Manta every day to buy from, partner with, and connect with companies that are part of the Manta community.
Yeah, you guys have done a great job. When I, you know, as we went to the break, Pam, I talked about community. You guys have done a great job of that, and that's what social media is really all about. It's not about me telling you what I had for lunch, Pam, is it? It's about connecting and leveraging those contacts. In the end of the 20th century, I said that three things that small business owners are going to have to get good at in the 21st century that they don't already know how to do. They're going to have to get better at leveraging technology. They're going to have to get better at developing strategic alliances. And the third one was they're going to have to get better at networking. And those last two have been a big deal this century, haven't they?
Yeah, you know, and you need to interact with your customers. That's really what that means, right?
Yeah,
you need
exactly.
to interact with them, and you need to provide value. And it helps. The good news is these platforms are free, again, but they're not cheap. Mm-hmm. You got to put time into them. But the idea here is you can answer questions, you can ask questions, and you can put people together in a way now that you could never do that before, right?
I like what you said about the customer. And so if a small business said to me, okay, and in fact, this is a conversation I often have with small business owners, Pam. Okay, so how do I know where to go, where to start, what should I be doing? And I tell them, what are your customers expecting from you? Find out what your customers, what are their expectations with regard to social media? What do you think, Pam?
Yeah, that's right. And realize where are your customers? That, you know, they may not be on Facebook. Well, then what sites, where do they go? You know, what websites do they go to? If it's not your site, it might be, you know, another industry site or an association site that people ask each other questions. Participate there. It's really okay. But that's mm-hmm. a great way to get your brand out there by answering, you know, really good questions or asking good questions.
Well, see, I define social media in a very broad sense, Pam, because I have said, and I've written about this, that social that face-to-face is the original social media. I consider texting, I consider email, I consider direct mail, I consider those things forms of customer community building activities, which is just a different medium than Facebook and Twitter. And so whatever your customers are expecting, you know, if you've got, and Pam, you know yourself, a small business has got a lot of different profiles of customers. One group may prefer that you call them. Another group may prefer you email them. Another group may want to follow you on Twitter. Those are the expectations, aren't they?
They are, you know, and I was recently in Montana talking to a group of small business owners there, and they raised their hand when they got to the social media part. And the lady asked me, you know, this is great, but my customers are cattle farmers, right? And so how do I relate to them better? And so,
right.
you know, social media isn't necessarily the outlet for everyone.
Right.
But at minimum, what I would suggest, which is what I did for her, was there are plenty of places, you know, like a Manta, not necessarily to give a plug, but this is absolutely something you should do where your company profile is there.
Mm-hmm.
At least take advantage of those.
You know, right? So many times when I'm looking for somebody online, that's how I find them. Their name pops up before their own website, either their Manta profile or, or some other profile pops up there first.
Right. Yeah. So take advantage of that. Fill in all the fields. Make sure it's comprehensive and robust. Make sure you don't put any typos or misspellings in there, because people do look at that. But at minimum, do that.
Yeah. So how do you track your performance, your success on social media?
Typically, a lot of the websites have tools where you can measure, for instance, how many people contributed or connected, or if they retweeted what you tweet. So there are analytics, small little packages that are typically free with these sites that you want to participate in.
Right. Yeah, and that helps you. And what do you do with that information once you get it?
Well, you can start to measure and see what is engaging or what your audience is actually finding interesting. So if you want to do a tweet of the day, which might be some tips, you know, for your industry, you all of a sudden start to see if these particular tips or tweets start to get retweeted, and not so much these. If you get comments posted, many comments on a blog posting, you'll start to see what resonates with your audience,
right,
and then start to dive deeper into that.
Mm-hmm. And you have to find a way to make some time for social media every day, every week, don't you?
You know, even if it's 10 minutes, right? So just try to be consistent and be, you know, if you're going to do it, be disciplined about it. Just think about how do I engage with my audience, with my customers, with my prospects in an authentic way. Be genuine, authentic. And if it's short, 10 minutes, that's fine, but try to stick to it.
Authenticity is the coin of the realm in going forward in the marketplace, isn't it, Pam?
Yeah, it's the only sustainable way.
Yeah.
Be yourself, you know, be genuine, and otherwise, you know, it's going to come out eventually anyway, right? So
exactly.
And it's your brand. It's your brand. You know,
you
it's better than anybody
it.
In the world.
Hold on to that thought. Pam Springer's with us. She's with Manta.com. 10 till. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.